This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, top stories of the hour first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli urges all not to panic as government has adopted all measures to check coronavirus outbreak. Nepal Communist Party's Central Committee unanimously endorses political report of Chairman. The party formed senior leader Jalanath Kanal led three-member task force to study MCC agreement. Five people killed in Sunsari road accident. And coronavirus death toll crosses 300 in China, one death reported in Philippines as well. Now news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has urged people not to panic as the government has adopted all measures to check the coronavirus outbreak. Addressing the concluding session of the Nepal Communist Party's Central Committee meeting in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister urged all to stay away from the rumours about coronavirus and adopt necessary precaution. He also said all Nepalese who are in China are safe and the government has been planning to bring them back to Nepal soon. Meantime, Prime Minister already directed his party cadres and sister organisations to lead social awareness campaigns to end the social malpractices, saying the government has been working to end the evil traditions like segregating women during their menstruation. The Prime Minister urged the party cadres to make the government initiative effective. The Central Committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party has unanimously endorsed the political report presented by Chairman Duo and the organizational report and statute amendment proposal presented by General Secretary Bishnu Poril. Nepal Communist Party spokesperson Naran Kazi Shrestha informed the media persons that after Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and General Secretary Bishnu Poril answered the questions raised by the Central Committee members in today's meeting, the political report and organizational report along with a statute amendment proposal got endorsed unanimously. His spokesperson Shrestha also informed that the meeting decided to nominate leader Vamdev Gautam as the vice chair of the party as per the amended statute and constitute. Senior leader Jalanath Kanal led three-member task force to study Millennium Challenge Corporation Agreement. The task force has been given tenure of 10 days to furnish a report to the party's secretariat. His spokesperson Shrestha for the site, the committee has also decided to complete the remaining tasks of party unification within 15 days, hence complete the party's general convention by mid-April 2021, constitute the party's politburo and amend the code of conduct for the party members. The Chitwan-based Bharatpur Hospital has allocated a separate space for purchasing tickets and health examination for the patients visiting with common cold and fever. Chief Medical Superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Sriram Tiwari, said the move was made as a preventive measure against the infection of coronavirus. As Dr. Tiwari shared, the hospital, which receives around 1,200 patients at outpatient department on Delhi averages, has witnessed the cases of fever and common cold around 70. Information officer at the hospital, Leeladhar Porel, said that a high caution were observed in the hospital to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Five persons have died and two were critically injured in a road accident that took place at Ramdhuni municipality 2 in Sunsari district today. The police say 28 years old Deepak Khadka of Bairini 2 in Dading, 75 years old Hemraj Koirala and his 65 years old wife Dolmaya of Bhadrapur 8 in Japa, 27 years old Garima Gautam of Vaktapur and 75 years old Tanka Prasad Kafle of Bharatpur died in the accident. Similarly, Hom Bahadur Darji and Pitra Rai of Japa district have sustained deep injuries in the accident. Garima and Tanka Prasad died while receiving treatment at BP Kerala Institute of Health Sciences, while three others died on the spot. The accident occurred after a microbus heading towards Kathmandu from Chandragiri and a bus en route to Kakadavita from Pokhara collided with each other. A discussion in principle was held on the proposal seeking consideration on the Third Amendment Bill on Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, which was presented by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs on behalf of Prime Minister at National Assembly meeting today. Taking part in the discussion, lawmaker Prakash Pantha said the provision that the public officials need not submit property is wrong and needs correction. Lawmaker Brishesh Chandra Lal sought transparency in the Commission's activities and argued that the bill was brought in a way it will encourage wrong activities. Lawmaker Pramila Kumari and Jitendra Narayan Dev said the Commission itself should not be in corruption. However, lawmaker Thagendra Prakash Puri defended the bill. Prior to this, speaking during the 0 hour of the Opera House session, lawmakers aired their views on the various contemporary issues, including necessary safety measures to be adopted to stay safe from the menacing threat of coronavirus. The lawmaker urged the government to ensure the constitutional provision of citizens' right to basic health services. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Agni Prasad Sapkota, has expressed his commitment to work honestly to maintain dignity of the House of Representatives. Taking part in a program organized by the International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives, today Speaker Sapkota said his determination to work round the clock in the development, expansion and strengthening of democracy. The member of the committee appreciated the role Sapkota played for the country and people with his involvement in democratic movement, peace process and constitution making. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहान नै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has underlined the need of equally promoting the use of English and Nepali languages. In his address to the 74th anniversary celebration of the Vishwaniketan Secondary School in Kathmandu today, the Education Minister said the Nepali language, one of the oldest languages in South Asia, should be further enhanced and use of English be promoted simultaneously, pointing out the increasing risk of Nepali language to become weaker due to growing use of English, he said Nepalese should have knowledge about not only English but also Chinese and other languages. Public Account Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to lead the bidding process of the remaining mobile frequencies without further delay. Also speaking in the meeting, Secretary at the Finance Ministry Shishir Kumar Dungana said the due amount from Ncell will be recovered within this fiscal year as the company has promised to pay the amount in 4 installments. As per the report of the Office of the Auditor General, the Ncell has to pay 62.63 billion rupees capital gain and fine to Nepal government. Three rhinos died after the consumption of poisonous food in the past 1 month in the Chitwan National Park. The preliminary report shows a rhino, which was found dead last Saturday at the Seheri East Noval Parasi, had died as the animal happened to consume toxic food. According to Chitwan National Park senior vet Dr. Vijay Shrestha, a rhino had succumbed to poisonous food at the Thamsapur area last week, which was preceded by one death at Ganjipur area a month ago. According to the latest census, the Chitwan National Park houses 605 rhinids. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. A man has died of coronavirus in the Philippines, the first confirmed death outside China. The patient was a 44-year-old Chinese man from Wuhan in Hubei province where the virus was first detected. He appeared to have been infected before arriving in the Philippines, the World Health Organization said. More than 300 people have died in the outbreak so far, the vast majority from Hubei of China. More than 14,000 confirmed cases have already been detected. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is planned to announce that he won't accept alignment with the European Union rules when Britain negotiates a trade deal with Brussels. A BBC report states that Mr. Johnson is going to deliver a speech tomorrow to toughen his stance ahead of trade talks following the UK's formal withdrawal from the bloc. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said, agreeing to align strongly with European Union rules will defeat the point of Brexit. But Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar said the UK needed to commit to a level playing field to get a free deal. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the eastern and central hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. We have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges all not to panic as government has adopted all measures to check coronavirus outbreak. Nepal Communist Party's Central Committee unanimously endorses political report of chairman. The party formed senior leader Jalanath Khanal led three-member task force to study MCC agreement. Five people killed in Sunsari Road accident and coronavirus death toll cases cross 300 in China, one death reported in Philippines as well. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English news is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be partly cloudy with chances of light snowfall in all three regions. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 200 degrees, 10 knots and 2 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 270 degrees, 50 knots and minus 14 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meters, 270 degrees, 70 knots and minus 24 degrees Celsius. At 9000 meters, 270 degrees, 100 knots and minus 35 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the central region. At different altitude, at 3000 meters, 250 degrees, 50 knots and 3 degrees Celsius, at 5500 meters, 270 degrees, 60 knots and minus 14 degrees Celsius, at 7000 meters, 270 degrees, 80 knots and minus 23 degrees Celsius, at 9000 meters, 270 degrees, 100 knots and minus 35 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 290 degrees, 10 knots and 1 degree Celsius. At 5500 meters, 270 degrees, 60 knots and minus 13 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meters, 270 degrees, 80 knots and minus 22 degrees Celsius. At 9000 meters, 270 degrees, 100 knots and minus 32 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.